Hot Country 103.5. Good afternoon, Cruz in studio, and joining me today, Chad Brownlee. Thank you for coming back.
Thanks for having me. Good to be back.
Last time you were in was for our Hot Country Hangout many moons ago.
Yeah.
Now, big show tonight, the Friends Don't Let Friends Tour, Lone Tour, Scotiabank Center. How's this tour been going?
It's been unbelievable. Yeah. The first week just absolutely flew by. And we're really just getting revved up, man. You know, you hit a stride after the first few shows and you start locking it in. And everybody on tour is just fantastic. They're a lot of good friends of mine. So the tour name doesn't lie. Friends Don't Let Friends Tour Alone. Yeah, it's just been a blast.
Now, any shenanigans going on behind the scenes that you can let us in on? I know not everything can be revealed, but...
No, not yet. Usually early in the tour, everyone's kind of, you know, getting comfortable with everything. Yeah. But I'd say in the last week, you can ask me then. And that's usually when the shenanigans start.
All right, Chad, for some questions, just to get to know you a little better. I mean, we've chatted a few times, but we're going to leave it kind of up to fate. This is like the bucket of truth. We'll get you to reach in.
What do you wish you knew more about?
Oh.
The universe.
The universe.
Just now, as a whole.
Are you in into astrology at all? Or?
A little bit.
Yeah?
Yeah, but I mean, just, you know, the physics of it all.
Yeah. Not the signs and everything like Taurus?
No. I mean, you know, existence itself.
Yeah.
This is a whole other conversation. And if I start, it's going to take up the entire thing. So I'm not even going to get started.
All right. We'll go with one more question from the bucket from Chad Brownlee, who's playing at the Scotiabank Center tonight with a bunch of friends.
What's one thing you did that you really wish you could go back and undo? Nothing.
Nothing.
Absolutely nothing. Even the mistakes.
Even the mistakes.
Even the things that I wish I shouldn't have done.
Yeah.
They're all for a purpose.
And that purpose is?
Your own story.
Yeah?
Yeah. Your own personal evolution.
Yeah. Interesting.
You learn more from the bad times than you do the good times, I believe. So you kind of have to take the good with the bad. Accept them all.
Accept them all.
There you go.
I like that.
Yeah. Philosophy 101 with Chad Brownlee today.
Now, fans that are heading to the show tonight, what can they expect?
It's a different show than what people have probably seen. It's kind of a variety show, and it's a mix of artists all kind of in the same set together. Mm-hmm. Obviously, the Reklaws open up the show, and they're absolutely fantastic. Those guys are superstars in the making. So they really kick things off, and then there's a little bit of a break, and then as soon as Dean and Dallas come on stage, I mean, that's the show. And Mackenzie and I peek our heads out in a small moment throughout the set. But it's just go, go, go. There's always something happening. And I think that's what makes it really, really exciting.
Fantastic. Now, we are just breaking into fall. Other than this tour, is there something you're really looking forward to doing this fall?
Other than fall being one of my favorite seasons, I absolutely love it. I'm going to take a little bit of time at home. When you finish a tour, you miss your own bed and it's time to hit the writing board and work on some more new music, even though I just released a record in June. On my off time, if I'm not on the road, it's a time to be creative. So I'm really looking forward to that. It's a cool balance, you know, of being on the road in front of lots of people, and it's a lot of fun and crazy. And then I go back to BC and kind of seclude myself in a creative bubble and go down to Nashville as well and work on the back end of things. So it's a lot of fun.
Now, you're also kind of a multi-instrumentalist. I noticed on some stories you play piano, play guitar. Is there an instrument that you don't play that you kind of want to learn?
Oh, there's lots. Yeah.
All the is other there ones? one above all else?
Yeah. No, guitar and piano, obviously, I write a lot on, and I started playing piano when I was 8 years old, and I find the voicings of piano is probably my favorite instrument. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just got so much emotion to it, and vocally, I think I'm a singing poet, we'll call it. So as far as the instrumentation, I'm far from as talented as the guys that I have in my band. That's why I hire them to do what they do. I just enjoy music, man. But to learn a new instrument takes a lot of commitment.
It does.
A lot.
It really does.
Yeah. So I'm going to stick to guitar and piano for now.
All right. Well, if you learn anything new, I'd love to know about it.
All right.
Chad, thank you so much for coming in today. Really appreciate your time before the big show tonight. There is tickets still available through our website, hotcountry1035.com. Can't wait to see the show.
Right on. It's going to be fun. Thanks.